From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law by not properly disclosing payments he received from foreign governments for public engagements. That's the conclusion of the heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee. The Democratic and Republican leaders spoke to reporters Tuesday after the White House denied the committee's request for documents relating to General Michael Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
Everything that he did was prior to coming to this White House. So for us to determine someone else's thing as a consultant.
Today, do you consider that to be a payment from a foreign government?
I'm sorry, if what?
If someone took money from Russia today.
If they were an employee of the White House, absolutely.
Flynn was forced to leave the White House after lying to Vice President Mike Pence about his conversations with the Russian ambassador to the U.S. during the transition period before President Trump officially took office. Turkish warplanes on Tuesday targeted fighters from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, and a key Kurdish affiliate on the Iraqi-Syrian frontier. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said late Tuesday at least 18 people were killed in the strikes. Turkey, the United States, the European Union have designated the PKK as a terrorist organization for its decades-long autonomy push against the Ankara government and Turkey's southeast. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan's largest television station has reported Friday's deadliest ever assault by the Taliban on a major military base in northern Balkh province left more than 250 soldiers dead and accused authorities of hiding the truth. Government officials privately have insisted that releasing the death toll could undermine the morale of the Afghan army battling a resurgent Taliban. But critics assert the government was disrespecting the slain soldiers by withholding the number of casualties. President Trump and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross on Tuesday said they do not fear a trade war with Canada after American punitive action on lumber and milk. President Trump is calling for a big tax on Canadian milk and lumber. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross accused Canada of not being a good trading partner in the matter.
They are a close ally. They're an important ally. They're generally a good neighbor. That doesn't mean they don't have to play by the rules.
What do you mean by generally a good neighbor?
Well, things like this I don't regard as being a good neighbor, dumping lumber. And there's a feeling in the dairy industry that they're a little bit abrupt in the action that they took the week before.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke with President Trump by phone Tuesday, and he refuted the baseless allegations by the U.S. Commerce Department and the decision to impose unfair duties. This according to a summary of the call released by Trudeau's office. Amid growing tensions over North Korea's missile and nuclear programs, the U.S. military Wednesday began moving some parts of the THAAD anti-missile defense system onto a deployment site in South Korea. Seoul's defense ministry said South Korea and the United States have been working to secure an early operational capability of the THAAD system in response to North Korea's advancing nuclear and missile threat. Seoul and Washington said the sole purpose of the advanced THAAD system is to defend against missile launches from North Korea. A federal judge in San Francisco has blocked a directive from the president in the U.S., Donald Trump, to withhold funding from sanctuary jurisdictions. The judge issued a temporary ruling Tuesday that will remain in effect while the lawsuit over provision in Trump's executive order makes its way through the court. Hear now from Dennis Harara, the state's attorney for San Francisco.
Because San Francisco took this president to court, we've been able to protect billions of dollars that fund life-saving programs across this country. In San Francisco alone, about $2 billion was at stake.
That's Dennis Harara, San Francisco state's attorney. The January 25th order called for federal funding to be withheld from those that limit their cooperation with U.S. immigration agents. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.